Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Atlanta, Georgia. How's everybody doing? Bo, how was your July 4th? You were working, right? What time was the Braves that day?
It was a night game. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Friday, 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, how many? They have, I assume, fireworks all weekend or just that day? Or
well, it happened, it just so happened to fall on Friday,
which is normal fireworks.
But it was bigger and louder and better. Sounded like
that was the Charlie Morton game, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton rolled in. Talk about adding insult to injury. He rolled into town and outpitches Spencer Strider and looks awesome. And then all the Braves are fawning over him, rightfully so. Like the greatest teammate ever, essentially. That, like, Charlie Morton, who, by the way, his fastball was at 97, 98 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
His stuff looked ridiculous. The Orioles are terrible. He probably is going to be moved as a guy that can absolutely help somebody trying to contend for a title or a pennant, right? So that was Friday night. Packed house, I would assume, Bo. Perfect night for baseball. Maybe you ran the Peachtree earlier that day, right? And then you went to the Braves game. So kind of a perfect Atlanta deal, you know. Kind of shows us off to the world is the best that Atlanta can be. And I'll tell you what's amazing. You go to these Northeast cities. Like I was in, I probably should say for things I learned, but I was in Boston. There's nobody. When I tell you people flee for, you know, in the Northeast, same in New York City, they will find a lake, an ocean.
Yeah.
Anything because the summers are so short, right?
Yeah, you got to strike while the iron's hot. So, Chicago's the same. I was just in Chicago.
So there are lakes, though, right?
They're going all Lake Michigan. And,
yeah.
Or you go up to Wisconsin.
No, dude, I'm talking about restaurants you're trying to get into, like in the fall and the spring, right, that you're just like walking up to and like table of eight. Yeah, no problem. Right on the South Street,
right.
Seaport in Boston.
Great area.
My fam, right, yeah. So, like, it's just those North
Davio's
cities,
right there is
well, the
so job
is crazy, right smack on the water. The Seaport of Boston is just one of the most beautiful, coolest areas of bars and restaurants. But nobody was, I'm telling you, man, like in Atlanta gets light, but it's not light like that. And a lot of people stay in town for the Peachtree. That's part
yeah,
of it, right?
Yeah, that is a big part of it. Let me divert here for a second, and it's something that's right down home plate for our show, The Steakhouse. I don't know if you were on air last week. There was a three strikes question that I saw get thrown onto my Twitter. A city that you go to where you land and you go immediately to a restaurant. Did you do that in Boston?
That was mine.
Where'd you go?
Well,
because I can tell you what I did in Chicago. Solo mission.
So that was my...
And this really kicked off my 4th of July week. You'll be proud of me. Continue.
Well, that was my three strikes, by the way.
Okay.
That was mine.
That's what I figured.
Give me a place where you land and immediately
yes.
go to get food. So for me, probably, you can't get in. Neptune Oyster House has the best lobster roll in all of New England. That's where you would go. What about Chicago?
Okay, so I landed on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I did not eat when I woke up, went to the airport, parked, got in.
Yeah.
No.
I like the focus.
No line in security. Had a coffee.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yes.
I land. I'm very hungry. I'm ravenous
right.
at this point. I'm staying in Rosemont, right by O'Hare Airport. There's a Portillo's.
Yeah.
Two Chicago dogs and a half an Italian beef sandwich, French fries,
that
cheese
is
sauce.
Strong, dude.
Did not eat until 8 p.m. that night.
Explain to everybody what Portillo's is.
Portillo's is about to open up in Kennesaw, which I'm really fired up about. It is a famous Chicago eatery.
Chicago beef sandwich.
Beef sandwiches. They've got Chicago dogs, so Polish
double
sausages,
dog and yes. beef sandwich.
I've got
fries.
Pictures to prove it. I
so what do you think?
Up.
What do you think somebody in Atlanta would do if they're thinking?
You know,
that
if
way?
You're an out of towner, would you say varsity?
What? Yeah. So they're done. But no, you're not going to say varsity.
But I'm talking about an out of towner.
I'm going to tell you the number one would be the wings in Magic City.
Yes.
Except families aren't going to go to like in all seriousness, like some people aren't going to go to a strip club. But so, the most famous food, like I have to get my lemon pepper wings in Magic City, if that's the most famous food we have.
I would totally agree with that. I'm a huge hot wing guy, as you know. And yeah. like in a group text with my buddies, I have yet to have Magic City's wings.
Right.
It's not okay.
I haven't either. And like for a guy that, you know, is on Instagram with now followers, 40, 50,000, that are there for the food,
you
how I
go.
Have
Can
not
I come
been
with
over
you?
There. Yeah, we should pick a day, maybe one of our Mondays.
Monday night. I don't want to go midday. I need the full scene.
Well, you want the full Magic City scene.
And look, I'll call Miss Kimberly, you call Jackie.
Yeah.
And we'll just say this is a business trip.
Yeah. We'll be
focused.
Listen, back when I was running 790 The Zone, many of our clients were adult entertainment. My mom once dropped me off at the Cheetah. My mom was in town, and it was
great.
I said, hey.
They have great food at the Cheetah.
Yeah.
They do. I'll give them that.
Atlanta's known for the food at our strip clubs.
Yes.
Even though most of them are closed, the ones that are open, that's like a big thing. So we asked the question before the break. It's 10:11 on a Monday morning, and what are you going to do? Like, you know, sports stuff, the Braves are in, my God, just horrendous place, all right? The injuries and everything else. And we're in this kind of in-between time where the beauty of our show is we can go any direction we want, right? We can go food or whatever's going to entertain you. Yeah, so the most hyped college player coming into college or coming back, and for the most part, it's coming back. I'm not telling you that there aren't the Zion Williamsons, like in college basketball, or the Cooper Flags, because they were the most talked about players, and they had never played in college. But college football is different because you're there for a certain amount of years, which means you come in and establish yourself, like Johnny Manziel, who was his freshman year where he beats him?
Yes.
Is that his freshman year where he beats Alabama?
Yes, the first year he played.
All right. And then the next
year. He was a redshirt freshman.
Or it's Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie Bush was a Heisman finalist in 2004. His teammate, Matt Leinart, the quarterback at USC, won the Heisman. Reggie Bush comes back in 2005, obviously he had to, and he won the Heisman. The human joystick.
Herschel Walker?
Sure.
I could argue that Herschel Walker is the most hyped returning player, one of them in all-time college history. And did he live up to the hype? He absolutely did. 1980, 81, and 82. You could argue he could have a couple of Heisman trophies in the mix, or that he was the best college football player, even to try to get on the field as a freshman. And once you put him out there, you're like, oh, okay, this is different. Tim Tebow, does he win the Heisman?
He won it in 2007, and then they came back in 2008, and Florida won the national championship. That
What's
is probably
year?
One of the best teams that I've ever played against, that 2008 Florida team, Percy Harvin, Joe Hayden, Cam Newton was on that team, Tim Tebow, Brandon Spikes, Chris Rainey.
Going into it.
Carlos Dunlap. I mean, they were loaded.
Yeah. All-time hyped college football player, because Arch Manning is that, right? Arch Manning is that. Jadeveon Clowney ends up on a lot of lists. The Outback Bowl in 2013.
When he made that hit and then palmed the ball. And, you know, it was right after that very contentious call where the ball was clearly short of the line to gain it. They gave it a first down. Spurrier's going nuts. The very next play, Jadeveon Clowney takes over and almost rips that quarterback's head off. I think it was Denard Robinson, the quarterback from Michigan, who did a little play action and just got swallowed.
So if you're listening to us, 404-726-0929, who are we leaving out? And I'm talking about you spent an entire offseason thinking about this guy. Maybe because he'd already been there. You're waiting for Johnny Manziel to get another Alabama game, because remember, they're playing every year.
And think about all the off-field commotion on Johnny Manziel, too. That was part of his aura as well. And it dominated that entire season when he did come back, all the off-season, all the off-the-field stuff.
Yeah, you know, even Stetson Bennett winning a national championship and going undefeated, he was not hyped up coming back. As
dude,
like,
I mean, it was reported that Georgia tried to get Caleb Williams to transfer in to take over for Stetson after he won a national championship.
So it's like the opposite. And then there's just the whole charisma factor that Tim Tebow had, or that Johnny Manziel had, or that Herschel Walker, as quiet as he was. These are the guys that jump out at me. We should probably put the list out there. But talking about Arch Manning done nothing. The difference in those guys.
Nothing.
Is, yeah, those guys.
Nothing.
He couldn't even get on the field for a team that lost. We know the three games they lost, two to Georgia, one to Ohio State. He couldn't even get on the field, right? And they almost lose to Vanderbilt after Vandy had beaten Alabama, right? What kind of coach is Steve Sarkisian, and what kind of quarterback is Arch Manning? Both of them will be in town next week for SEC meetings.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome week at SEC Media Days. I'm fired up that we're going to be there. We'll have great guests on all week as well. I believe I get 2 days with you as well next week.
I'm excited.
We'll be in the
mix. Yeah, and Rusty's sitting in with us as well. 404-726-0929. The most hyped you've ever been for a guy coming back.
What's Rusty been up to, man?
Dude.
He owes me a phone call.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's a busy guy, dude.
He's too popular for me. No, he's big timing me.
Yeah, he's not the guy that worked in the steel factory. You know that whole story, right? He worked at the steel factory for 4 years. He's not that Rusty anymore.
He's big time Rusty man.
Things I learned when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Steak and Drew Butler. Thanks so much for being with us on a Monday morning in Atlanta, where we bring you the 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. They do the phenomenal job always of taking care of any of your needs at the house. Wise Guys, absolutely check them out today. You hear Sandy talking about them on a regular basis. Bro, the homestand that just remember we had the 13 game NLE stretch, Marlins, Phillies, and Mets. That was gonna decide our year, Bo, right? And we sweep the Mets and we're kinda like, all right, we're 3-0 in a 13 gamer. Then we go lose 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. And we're like, that wasn't on a bingo card. And then I think the Phillies. Do you split 4? I mean, whatever it was, we go 7-6 in the 13, and then you get this homestand was a 9-game 2-7 homestand, of which the Baltimore Orioles. I don't bet on baseball, because at some point you would have been like, well, we ain't gonna lose at home to the Orioles and Charlie Morton. Okay, well, we're not gonna lose to them twice. I mean, we're not gonna lose back to back to the Orioles. I'm like, well, we're gonna win one of these three games. I mean, the bats are gonna wake up at some. No,
sure.
No, L. 2-7, Snit having to just shake his head. The same struggles from the same guys. Matt Olson, though, has been hot. God bless him. Yuzuna, you know, still struggling with an injury and play. I think him and Acuna sat, you know, was flying back during the game yesterday, and then they get some pinch hit at bats, but didn't matter. You only got one run, and now you got 3 in Sacramento. Nobody thought if a tree falls in the forest, and it's Oakland versus this year's Braves, and no one's there to see it. Did it really happen? Because I don't think that's the hottest ticket in baseball right now, the Oakland A's and the Atlanta Braves, who are now a season high 11. Remember, it was all about getting back to 500 after being seven games under.
Yeah, you felt pretty good when you got back to 500. Now you're 11 games below 500.
Yeah, this is the worst record since the last day of 2017. And you can't overcome Ronaldo Lopez, Spencer Schwellenbach, AJ Smith-Sharver, Chris Sale, Dirksen. I mean, like, that's just not realistic.
Right.
There's only so much.
So what happens? Do they sell? Do they stay and put? Do they just clean house at the end of the year?
I think if Ozuna was healthier, they'd be some teams that want to stick him right in the middle of their lineup.
Yeah.
I think Chris Sale, future with the Braves, like the fact that he's injured, he could have been a big, you know, you got to replenish the farm system too.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what kind of juice you have for the guys that are available, right? So that's part of it as well.
Bo, did you work yesterday? What was the vibe like at Truist Park with that Roku 11:35 a.m. first
pitch? I actually
attended
yesterday's game as a fan. There were a lot of people there.
Wow.
It was packed. Yeah.
So an 11 a.m. or you talk about a novelty. Pitch. Yeah, you talk about a novelty. And that wasn't, pardon me, because I was, again, flying back. Is that an Apple game? Is that
Roku?
Oh, I'm sorry, Roku. You just said it.
Except they used a hybrid blend of the FanDuel sports guys and Baltimore's.
Yeah, I know they did that. I've seen that earlier.
Which is much better because they used to, Apple and Roku, if I'm not mistaken, they both had their own sets of broadcasters that would do these games.
They were throwing guys in that call like one game, you know, a week, had no connection to the teams. You know, it's just another example of trying to load up with as many different streaming services, NFL style, right? Did you get the news that the NBA had basically let go their relationship with NBA TV up the street here as well? You know, that whole thing is done in Atlanta. The only thing left in Atlanta is TNT. The Inside the NBA.
Right.
But all of NBA TV ran right up the street here at Techwood. And now there's the rumor is that it's all going to be under the same building in Secaucus, where the MLB network also houses the NHL network.
That's right.
And they're going to put the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball all in the same building, which is a number of folks here in Atlanta. I mean, not that, you know, the viewers are that affected by it, right? But it was, you know, worth noting that the NBA TV said we could not come to terms with the folks at Turner.
Interesting.
I don't think they're very fond of Turner. The major lawsuit that Turner was filed or what is it? Warner Discovery filed saying you can't end our relationship.
Yeah.
And they had to go through that. And at the end of the day, the only leverage that TNT had felt like Discovery Turner was inside the NBA.
Right.
And then they had a chance to dump NBA TV from them, take it from them, and they did. So,
did you also see the news around the kind of friction for talking about streaming? You know, Netflix, Christmas Day, NFL games now. And it was reported over the holiday that Fox, CBS, ESPN are starting to protect their talent and saying, Netflix, you cannot come poach Laura Rutledge and use her for Christmas Day, regardless of what she's getting paid. I'm sure Laura's making $100,000 to go work on Christmas Day.
Easily. So is she doing it this year?
I don't know, but they said they're getting more protective of their talent.
Yeah, I think, you know, why make them struggle to put a team together for those days? And you know, we have
and
it
of course
in radio.
I'm just talking hypothetically. I have no idea, but you would have to think even a contributor would be making $25,000, $50,000 to go hop over to Netflix for a day.
Dude, look at what Netflix is spending to get those games.
Yeah,
right. I will say a couple other random stuff. Just watched a podcast with Zachary Risacher that just popped up online, bro. I mean, just talking about all the right things, and just a European kid that just is putting in all the work. Doesn't sound like he cares about anything but basketball.
Love that.
How do I put on 25 more pounds? How do I become the podcast? He said, I have to have a go-to. Every player in the NBA that's a star has a go-to. He said, my go-to has to be my shot. I think my shot's good enough that can be a weapon. When you start to think about adding Luke Kennard, 42% best three-point shooter in the NBA, we add him. You think about adding Porzingis, 40% three-point shooter.
Stay healthy.
This is Quinn Snyder, absolutely same mindset as Joe Mazzulla, the Celtics that led the league in three. They want to shoot three-pointers nonstop, and they want guys that can shoot it.
Live and die by the three.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the league.
Yeah, it really is.
The algorithm tells you you got to take threes more than twos. So people may not like it, but they're loading up on three-point shooters. When you add Kennard, Porzingis, and Risa Shea shooting as well as he has as well. That's part of it. All right, let's do things I learned. This was kind of a big moment that took place across the pond Saturday in the UK for the last time ever. The final concert for Ozzy Osbourne at the Birmingham Stadium show that he debuted at. It climaxed with a 4-song Black Sabbath set, preceded by Ozzy Osbourne doing a 5-set of his solo material as metal and hard rock superstars all emerged to pay tribute, including Metallica, Guns N' Roses, and this guy, Steven Tyler. Sounds pretty good, I think.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And by the way, Steven Tyler's been through it, man. You talk about what he's
the
done.
The Northeast guy right there.
Yeah, he's a Boston guy that is hooked on drugs and alcohol as anybody in the world ever could have been. Fell off the stage, cost his band tens of millions numerous times because he couldn't stay clean. He was up there with Tommy Morello a huge day, 42,000 at Villa Park in Birmingham for the last show ever. Ozzy Osbourne suffered from Parkinson's disease, by the way, and he was seated but sang a bunch of songs as well. I know where you probably were not invited over the weekend. I don't know. How was your July 4th party? Was it, you know, celebrity? Well, you're a celebrity, right? Did you have like a big?
No.
Did you have a big party or something like that?
No. We had a great time. We had an awesome time.
All right, what's the guy's name from Fanatics?
Michael Rubin.
So Michael Rubin has the white party, which maybe yes. in a year where
Mr. Diddy is not getting convicted.
Yeah, maybe he felt it would be bad in poor taste.
Or acquitted.
Yeah. He Bob Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, decided that he would take the mantle and host a party in the Hamptons where Elton John flew over with a red piano to entertain the masses. Howard and Beth Stern, John Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Rob Gronkowski, Jerry...
Howard Stern was there? Was he wearing a mask? I mean, what on earth?
Jerry Seinfeld, Sylvester Stallone, they all were there in the Hamptons. Elton John singing Philadelphia Freedom, among others. Don't Let the Sun Gun Down on Me. Meanwhile, Tom Brady was enjoying some time in Ibiza. He's on a yacht with Dakota Johnson and who is the other young lady?
Kate Hudson. Fresh off the heels of the Bezos wedding where it was reported Tom Brady was hanging out with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Tom Brady's living his best life, dude. He's sitting on that yacht.
Go for it, brother.
Supposedly he was bouncing between Kardashian and Sweeney at that last party. Anyway, those are the July 4th parties we were not invited to. Wishing everybody a great July 4th. Those are some of the things we learned over the weekend. When we come back, we'll play some three strikes. We'll talk about all the hype and why Gunnar Stockton remains at the opposite, the least hyped quarterback in the SEC. How is that fair? Sports Radio 92.9.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. It's Steak and Drew Butler on a Monday. I think Sandy's with me tomorrow. I think Rusty's back this week. I don't know, man. I shouldn't talk because I'm in and out in July quite a bit. But then I'm locked in, like I told Conti. Just listen. Still have a few things, a little bit of travel. going across the pond, seeing my daughter in Barcelona, all that. But let me tell you, when I get back in late July, I'm going to be locked in 5 months.
Yeah, you are.
Georgia's best home schedule ever. Georgia Tech, big games all over the place. The Georgia Tech game. It's this year. It's at Mercedes-Benz. No. When is it at Mercedes-Benz? This year.
Yeah, on a Friday night.
Yeah. Friday night. The Falcons absolutely going to deliver us from this abyss of non-playoffs. All this kind of excitement for the fall and travel for games and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I'm getting kind of excited about it. Do you have a big game of the night, by the way? Because this is probably going to be a stretch, right? We had a big game last night in soccer. Did you watch any of the...
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
That was the... Remind me the name of the...
The CONCACAF Gold Cup.
The CONCACAF,
which is the federation.
Yeah.
Gold Cup.
And what's the one that was here, the Paris Saint-Germain and all that?
That was the Club World Cup, which is still going on.
Yes, okay.
The big game of the night is in the WNBA. The Atlanta Dream are taking on the Golden State Valkyries tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Atlanta Dream.
It's 90s night.
Okay.
Out West.
Having a much better season.
I got a question for you. I'll give you four chances to guess the correct answer. As everybody knows, media days among college football conferences kick off next week, SEC media days, and then it's the ACC media days, and then it's the Big Ten media days. Where are the Big Ten media days this year? I'll give you four chances to guess.
Big Ten media days this year are in Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis.
Nope.
They are in Los Angeles.
Nope.
They are in Oregon.
No.
Where are they?
They're in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh. Any excuse to be in Vegas?
I guess. I mean, the Big Ten media days.
But, I mean, it's not like their fans are going to be there, right? So it's just a way to reward your programs. I guess it's in between USC and UCLA, right? So is that like a compromise? We're not in the Midwest. We're not in the, Northeast.
I guess. I mean, look, that's just the state of college football.
It's a convention.
I mean, yes, but come on, man.
Okay, but I mean, is it really?
You want to go?
Well, I was invited to go to Summer League in Vegas, which is supposed to be super fun. I'm not going. I just said I was invited.
I'll be in Las Vegas in late August.
For?
My soon-to-be brother-in-law's bachelor party. I believe this is probably going to be my last one.
All right, so how many sisters do you have?
I have two sisters.
Okay.
This is my wife's sister.
Oh.
Who's getting married.
This is your wife's sister's getting married.
Correct.
So he's a future brother-in-law, right?
Yes.
I knew your other two brother-in-laws went to Tech.
That's right.
Okay. So this one, who's organizing it? How many guys? Like, what's the
Here was the rub, because he loves diving, like scuba diving. So he wanted to go to the Bahamas. I was all for it. I said, dude, Bahamar's sick. I have not been. I've only heard great things.
Yeah.
But he's got a couple of buddies out on the West Coast. So for a weekend trip to the Bahamas, that would have been 24 hours of travel. They would have gotten 36 hours in the Bahamas. So then he said, well, what if we do Vegas? And my radar went straight up, and I said, sir, yes, sir.
So
it's actually week zero of the college football season.
Yeah, it's true.
So there'll be some action.
Yeah, very little action.
Well,
abysmal. I mean, those games are really bad. But last year we were week zero. Tech, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tech beat Florida State for their big win of the year, and Florida State finished 2-10. Congrats.
So that's a big pivot from like somewhat of a healthy, just kind of
like
more,
outdoors,
and more active, active.
Hit the pool, be outside.
Yeah, I mean,
guys can golf,
diving.
Guys can go diving,
right.
Which I was not going to do.
Is he a golfer? This guy?
No.
All right, so there's not going to be any golf either?
Sounds like it's going to be 100-plus degrees outside, which
Vegas
means you'd be inside.
Where does Vegas rank as a golfing town?
Oh, phenomenal.
Courses,
I mean, not that time of year, but it's spectacular.
What about the one in town right outside of the Wynn?
Yeah,
Encore?
The Wynn Golf Club? Great.
How sick is that place?
Shadow Creek is one of my favorite golf courses in the country.
All right, here's our three-strike questions. How much weight could you gain in 4 days? You have 4 days. How much weight do you think you gain? We're talking about July 4th. You can't out-eat your workouts. You can't out-work out your eating is what it was. I got all this.
Can't out-work a bad diet. That's right.
I just got all this credit from my Apple Watch. My steps are up. My exercise, like all these numbers were spiking like bigger. And it's like that meant nothing, right? That, like, I would have had to go double that to, like, the steaks and lobsters and fried clams.
You got a notification on your Apple Watch that just said, nice try?
Yeah. It's like, you're adorable, as Sandra would say. Most excited you've ever been for a returning player in college. The most excited you've ever been for a returning player in college and the best party you've ever been to. How much weight could you gain in 4 days? The most excited you have been for a returning player in college and the best party you have ever been to. I've been to a bunch of Super Bowls. I would say Anne Rice in New Orleans. You know, Anne Rice has a mansion in New Orleans. So back in the
day. No, I did not know that.
Well, you know who Anne Rice is?
No, I do not.
Interview with a Vampire, incredible writer from one of the all-time, you know, she wrote about.
Is that showing my age that I have no idea who Anne Rice is?
You wrote the whole Interview with the Vampire series. I actually read all those books. Yeah. Queen of the Damned.
And Tom Cruise did a great job in the movie. Right?
Oh, that movie was great. It was actually the first two books combined was that.
Yeah. So Anne Rice has this mansion in New Orleans, uptown. She hosted, they had a party there. They must have rented her place out. It was the Playboy party. Remember that Super Bowl used to have these Playboy parties?
Yeah.
The Maximum Playboy, which they don't need to do either one of them anymore.
They don't do the Maxim party anymore? I remember I saw at the Maxim party when the Super Bowl was here in 2019.
Oh, really? Oh yeah. We were there together.
We ran in together.
That's when I, who is the tight end for the Cowboys that does games? Jason Witten.
Yeah.
I think I was hanging out with him or some version of that. Yeah, that was a nice party up the street here. So the most you could gain in 4 days, the most excited you've been for a turning player, and the best party you've ever been to. What are you working on over there? You're like very intense.
I just posted the three strikes questions on social media, 404-726-0929.
How much weight do you think you could gain in 4 days?
A real number. 7 pounds. I mean, I can get up there, but my weight fluctuates. I start every week around 220, and by Thursday, I'm 217.
Yeah.
And then I'm back to 220, because, I mean, I eat healthy during the week, and then, listen, you know, weekends, all bets are off.
Women hate how quickly bigger guys can lose weight fast, right? You just, like, skip a dinner, you're down 3 pounds, right?
Yes.
You just say, I'm going to have a nice lunch, I'm not going to eat dinner tonight, I'll weigh myself at 7 a.m. It's like, oh, that's nice, right? But I would say if the goal is to gain, I'm not saying, like, you're in a movie and you have to gain a certain amount of weight, like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull.
Or, like, even more so, like Mark Wahlberg, what you see him do when he beefs up and then cuts down, like, he has crazy weight fluctuations.
I would say 7 is the low end. If I just, 4 days.
What, are you gorging yourself?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm saying that's what your goal is.
You're right.
You're trying to gain as much.
That's a lot of weight, dude. 7 pounds is a lot of weight.
I mean, you have to eat a huge breakfast. You probably just have to be pounding pastas. I mean, the easiest way to gain weight is milkshakes. Go to Shake Shack. No, that's like how and be really, because there's no nutritional value. It's just all like ice cream and milk and whatever. But I think I could do 10 pounds in 4 days. I don't know, man. What are you going
to have to ingest, like, probably 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day to gain?
Well, just start drinking IPAs, dude. Those IPAs add up. I've tried to cut back on my IPA intake this summer, which I've actually done a pretty good job of. But
yeah, good for
shout out to my people at Creature Comforts. Tropicalia beer is just spectacular.
How much, Bo, do you think you could gain in 4 days?
I have the purpose of trying to gain weight. Oh, man. I don't think I could put on like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I would have to. I'd put it on a calculator. I'd have to eat like 3,000 calories a day just to gain 10 pounds in a month.
You have to be eating late night. You got to have a midnight snack.
Very unhealthy.
Back in college when I looked like John Belushi.
Just those empty carbs late
all
at night.
All day, every day.
Donuts. Oh, no. We'd have our fraternity dinner at the house at 6. And then we'd go out at 9 or 10 to a sport, you know, a bar. So you're eating cheese fries, whatever. And then there'd be like a 3 a.m., 4 a.m. late night to Shoney's, all you can eat breakfast.
Yeah.
So you've already had 3 of those in since 7 o'clock, right? Oh. Now, I mean, you know, I think if you get on the scale after that, Laz, you're going to bed that night?
Oh.
Yeah. I think you could find
wake up with the meat sweats?
Yeah, you're not going to feel good about yourself, you know, in general, as most of us don't. 404-726-0929. Let's fill the phone lines. You know, the best party I've been to just could have been a buddy's. great beach house with your 10 best buddies. I'm not trying to say you got to be bougie, like something about it.
Would you count a wedding as a party?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. My computer has gone
haywire.
Yeah, it's what's done. It's the power. Can you just tell me, Mr. Bo, who would take in first? Ozzy, appropriately, in Decatur. Hey, Ozzy, how much weight could you gain in 4 days?
Former wrestler, the key is to cut before you gain. I'm going to say 10 pounds.
Wow.
How painful was some of those? Well, how hard was some of the cutting of weight?
I mean, mentally, yes, but just sweat it out, man.
All right. Most excited you've been for a returning player in college?
Todd Gurley, junior year, man. That kickoff return that didn't count.
Yeah, that
I was in the
sick.
Building. It was amazing.
I think he's the best college player I've seen live, him or Brock Bowers. I mean, every time Todd Gurley touched the ball, you felt like you got to go for 70 yards. The best party you've ever been to?
Georgia, Florida weekend. One of those where those dogs just smacked up on the Gators, and we had a lot of fun on Frat Beach.
Yeah, Frat Beach.
Great spot.
My daughter's living for Frat Beach, man. She just is. Generation continues, right?
Joe in Buford.
Hey, Joe, how much weight could you gain in 4 days?
Maybe 2 pounds. I'm not that heavy of a guy to begin with.
I mean, if you're really trying, you can't. A little ice cream?
Nah, I have high metabolic rate.
Good okay. for you.
Most excited you've been for a returning player in college?
Back in 1998, Donovan McNabb. I'm originally from the Cuse.
There
that was
you
a
go.
Good era right there. Now, Dick McPherson coached, wasn't Donovan McNabb. Who did Dick McPherson coach?
Don McPherson? From 1980. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Who's his big quarterback?
Donnie McPherson.
Don McPherson,
the,
right.
That's the
Auburn tie with Pat Dye, right?
That was horrible.
Best party you've ever been to?
My 40th birthday party my wife threw for me. We must have had 50 people over on a brand new deck we put on our home.
Nice. Thanks, buddy. 404-726-0929.
We got Brad in Woodstock.
Hey, Brad, how much weight could you gain in 4 days?
Hey, morning, guys. Love the show. I think I could gain, crush some IPAs, pasta. I think I could put 5 pounds on.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Most excited you've been for a returning player in college?
Man, year 2000, after Vautech went to the Sugar Bowl, Michael Vick.
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, the whole country was absolutely captivated by him coming back. The best party you've ever been to?
I'm going to throw two out so I don't get in trouble. My wife threw me a surprise birthday party when I was 26. Her friend was in the Miss America pageant out in Las Vegas, and I got to attend the post-pageant party. Mm. It wasn't the women, I'll be honest. It was the free top-shelf liquor.
Okay. You can say that. You can say that. We believe you. You got anybody else? We're ready to rock and roll. Thanks, buddy. We got to rock and roll? All right.
Let's boogie.
It's good to be with you. Are you here next Monday?
Yes.
We're at SEC Media Days.
We are. Can't
next
wait.
Monday. You know who's speaking Monday? You
gave us the line, I got it brother. Right here. LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt will be there.
Those are some entertaining folks right there.
Shane Beamer.
Brian Kelly. Lane Kiffin. Yeah.
And Clark Lee.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you, guys. Great job, as always. Caleb, Bo, we're back tomorrow with the Queen. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.